Well, all the churches are coming out with their Christmas messages this weekend. So I thought I'd have a chat with one of the heads of my one. Reverend Simon Hansford, New South Wales and ACT moderator of the Uniting Church. Merry Christmas, mate.
Thanks, Bill. Merry Christmas to you too.
Now, what's the main Christmas message of the Uniting Church this year?
We're talking about being engaged in our community, engaged in the world, because the Christmas story to us is actually about God engaging in the world. So
yeah.
It isn't some sort of nicely tinsel decorated story of some God aloof from the world, but one engaged in the heart of people's lives and concerns and challenges and hopes.
It's about Christians doing stuff, isn't it?
Well, it isn't just Christians, but all of us doing stuff, absolutely. But it's about a God who says yes to us, and as a result, hopefully we say yes in response to the world around us.
And it also really goes to the love of Jesus and how we can echo his compassion, right?
Yeah, I think it's compassion, absolutely, but also compassion, it's justice, it's hope, it's a whole range of things. But I think, you know, like the Christmas story tells us that that God's embracing us in love and hope, so that's part of our first step, I reckon.
You talk about caring for those who are marginalised and disadvantaged. I tend to think that message is more important than ever in these hyper-partisan times, eh?
I think so, and I think as you and I both know, what you say is all well and good, but how you live it out, integrity is a matter. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lots of people will ring this program and say, you're too political. And I can't think of anyone being more political than Jesus, mate, or the Gospels.
Well, yeah, and I think that's part of the challenge, Bill. When I've preached a sermon that some people would regard as being political, I say to them, okay, ask a question about the politics, but tell me where I'm wrong about the Gospel, and then we'll have the conversation there. And that's part of the challenge. I think people want to have this unaffecting gospel story, you know, a nice tiny baby Jesus in a manger, which in fact changes nothing but just looks good, and that isn't the story at all.
Because they forget that story actually confronts the power of Rome, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. And I've talked in the past with people about the idea of when you pick a baby up, it changes everything. And
yeah.
I think part of the story would be, how do you embrace this Christ child? How do you pick this child up, and how is he going to change your life and how you live it?
And I guess most importantly, Christmas reminds us there's always hope, right?
Yep, absolutely. And you know, you and I are both old enough, and you're older than I am, but we're old enough to know that there's an old saying in evangelistic rallies about inviting Jesus into your heart. And I think what Christmas is about God actually inviting us into God's heart.
Yeah.
We're invited in that, and that's the story. It isn't us embracing God, it's God embracing us.
And it's also the fact that in that baby is so much hope. And when you look at a baby, you hope for the future and you want to build a better future, don't you?
I think so. Well, I certainly hope so. Absolutely. And I think the fact that the story at its barest essential is about God at risk in a dangerous, difficult place with a mum who's, there's questions about her authenticity in terms of her relationship with her husband and a whole lot of things floating around there. And God's in the midst of those lives that reflect our lives now, difficult lives, challenging lives, a whole range of things. And God's right there in the midst of it.
Do you think at times the churches overcomplicate that message of hope? Because it's very simple, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I agree. But I also think part of the challenge is, you know, when you tell somebody the story, some people go, it can't be as simple as that. There must be more to it. There must be a string attached. And you go, actually, well, no, there's not.
No. No. Love and hope, compassion, and all of that is a new way of creating a new world.
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you doing for Christmas, mate?
Well, I've got worship at Christmas Eve on the midnight service up here in Tamworth, which is fantastic, and then driving down to Sydney to see family and friends for a couple of days. That'll be really good.
God bless you, mate, and have a very happy Christmas.
Thanks, Bill. You too, my friend.
Thank you, mate.
And to all your listeners as well. All right,
thank you.
Cheers, mate.